It is Lissa back with another round of Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast, bringing you the Northeast PA musicians you need to know. And my musician this week is someone I am in awe of because she has so many projects. It makes me dizzy. Lindsay Van Gordon, what's up, baby?
Hey, how are you?
Because you have, I'm good, thank you. Let's see, Jigsaw Johnny.
Yes.
You have your country band, which is?
The Dallas Carter Band.
And you can play solo. You have so many irons in the fire, and you have a day job. And forgive me, because I only know you as a musician. What is your exact day job?
I actually am a high school teacher.
What subject?
Well, I'm dual certified. I teach math and I teach art.
Damn. I mean, you're so gifted. That's ridiculous. Do the kids know that you're this rock star? Do they know that side of you?
I think a couple of them. You know, I try not to let the cat out of the bag too often, but we do have some stuff at school where I end up playing some music and, you know.
Shut up. All my teachers were like old and polyester, didn't know any new music. Like, you're like the coolest teacher ever. They must think you're the bomb.
Well, I should probably give a shout out to Susquehanna Community.
Yeah, Susquehanna Community. Woo, woo. How long have you been there?
I think since 2012. It's been a while.
And you're originally from Meshopin, correct?
Yes.
And you live like in the Tunkhannock area now, which is gorgeous. But you play all over the place. Like, tell me how you got started. Do you remember your first ever gig?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I started in music when I think that my first instrument was the viola in third grade.
Shut up. Hang on. Who got you into that? That had to be an older relative because no kid is like, hey, I want to play this for a second.
No, you know, well, I don't know. I like to be the oddball. I like to be the different one. So nobody wanted to pick the viola. So I was like, yeah, I want to play that. So I started with the viola. Band signups were the next year. And of course, I wanted to be the oddball. So I wanted to be the girl that played the drums. So
love it.
I started drums in fourth grade. I've always done chorus. So all through high school, you know, I was very involved in all the music stuff. You know, I played around with the guitar in high school, but it wasn't until college when I really kind of got into it more. And I needed a job, and I thought, well, I have this talent, I might as well use it. So I started doing some solo duo gigs around, and that was kind of getting me through school. I ended up going down to the University of the Arts for a year. I majored in jazz, drum set, performance, and music education.
Whoa.
And then it was an awesome experience, but it just financially wasn't working out. I came back to Marywood, not a music major anymore, but when I came back, I ended up being introduced to the band Alien Red. I don't know if you were in the area at that
no,
time.
No, I moved here in 2010, so
yeah,
maybe a little bit before I came.
This is before that.
Okay.
And they were just doing some really different kind of stuff, and I loved the band. And, you know, I ended up kind of stepping in with them.
Okay.
And that was kind of like original jam band kind of stuff, but real fun to play on the drums. And we recorded our first album at SI Studios.
Oh, sure.
And that's where I met Wiggy.
Wiggy, he's amazing.
Yeah, so years later when they were looking for a new vocalist, I guess he remembered me and he gave me the call, and that's how I kind of end up with Jigsaw Johnny.
Okay, so when you were in that very first project, you're talking, you're 19, 20?
Nah, it's 20, 21 probably. No, okay. I wasn't 21.
But I mean, you're pretty young.
I was 20 because I remember playing in bars and not being allowed to go near the actual bar.
Yes, and you couldn't drink. Yeah, I did that too. Isn't that a trip? And everybody's like, can I buy you a drink? You're like, I wish.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider teaching music?
No.
You never wanted to?
No. I'm just a giant nerd. I really like math.
That's not nerdy. I wish I liked math.
I think I'm very good at teaching it just because of my weird art and music background. I think it gives me a different approach. And I just think it would be frustrating because I remember like when we were in the band room and you picked up an instrument, like everybody would just be playing. And
right. Chaos.
Yeah. 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 And I just couldn't imagine dealing with that every day for, you know, 30 years.
Definitely. But do you realize how rare it is that you're so gifted in different areas? It's neat if you're a gifted musician. It's neat if you're a gifted math teacher. But to be both, you realize that's very rare. You're very talented.
Well, I have a really awesome mom who had always kind of pushed me. And she was very active in my life and helped me out. And so many things that I was involved in. And she was always 100% right there supporting
me.
Wow. So.
Was she always your biggest fan?
Oh, yeah, still is.
From day one?
She told me to make sure that I remembered that.
Coming here. You'll never forget it, I'm sure. Does she still come to shows? Is she local?
Oh, yeah. She still comes.
That's great.
Yep.
That's phenomenal. Oh, my mom will be so jealous. She'll listen to this. She's back in Michigan, and she used to come every time when I play in Michigan. But that's terrific, because a lot of people, when they get past, you know, 25 or whatever, their parents are like, okay, the music thing, you're going to give it up. I think it's neat when your parents stay on board.
Yeah, very grateful. And, you know, my husband, too, I met him actually at a gig. Well, our lives kind of paralleled each other. I know that we kind of knew each other, but, I mean, that's kind of what it's when it started. And he's been very supportive, too. Like, he was at every gig, helping me carry stuff, being my manager, my roadie, my bodyguard, my
everything. Do you ever call him a groupie just to get under his skin? So you didn't meet him until he came to one of your shows. Did he come up to you on break and do the typical guy thing like, hey, you're really good. Hey, can I take you out?
Kind of. I think he came over and he said hi to me. And I don't know. I'm very socially awkward. And I kind of unintentionally blew him off because I think I was so shy. I knew who he was, but I didn't really know what to say. And
so you got nervous.
Yeah. And but as the night progressed, we ended up, you know,
hanging out.
Yeah.
And you realized he liked you. That's so cute. And it's funny you should say that because people assume that since we're musicians and we get up in front of people that we're comfortable talking to other humans.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
that's so not the case.
I am so shy. I am so introverted. I find it harder to get gigs because I'm not a talker. I'm so quiet. I'm not one of these people that's constantly on Facebook or Instagram or anything like promoting myself. I'm just like.
You do a good job, though. You post your gigs. People know what you're up to. And the proof is in the pudding because people book you because they see you and you're great. But I wanted to ask you, because you do top 40 stuff, you do old stuff, you do classic rock, you do country. Growing up and you were a little girl, when you would sing into your hairbrush, who were you singing? Was it country people or was it current?
It was country.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. I grew up on country.
Okay.
So that's in my heart that I never really thought would go over well playing out
live. But when your mom had music on in the house, it was who?
Yeah. Actually, I was in the Pam Tillis fan club.
Ah, that's great. The fan club.
I remember I had her tape. I had it in my little Walkman or whatever they were called.
Took it with you.
Yeah.
In the headphones.
I remember. Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So I grew up on country. That was my thing. You know, in high school, I loved the 90s alternative stuff. I love singing both, but I always felt like my voice was more suited to country.
Okay. You seem well suited to everything, which again is just amazing.
Oh.
And it speaks to your talent.
You know, I want to credit I don't think I was born with one of these like amazing voices. I don't have like the American Idol voice, but I credit playing the viola because it's a fretless stringed instrument.
Sure.
And in order to play that well and play in key, you really have to develop your ear.
Yes.
And I think that is what really has helped me to train my voice to be able to do what I do today.
Certain pitches, and you can immediately hear what is working and what's not working.
Yeah.
But from a rhythmic aspect too, when you play drums, I'm sure then you've got that rhythmic gift too of you know when the bass player's off. You know when the drummer's off.
Yeah, well, no, not in my band, but well, Gary, maybe. Just kidding. But yeah, well, that helped me move into the rhythm guitar stuff.
Right.
Because I've been told, I think, by a lot of guitar players, a lot of the rhythm stuff I do and the strumming patterns I do is very different. And I think it's coming from a lot of the drum stuff that I used to play.
No, that makes sense. I could see that. Absolutely.
It's kind of funny, though. Like, I took viola lessons. I spent a year majoring in drums, but the things I'm doing now, like, I never was trained in voice. I was never trained.
Yourself.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But I used the other tools that I had to.
Yeah, it laid that foundation for you to be able to teach yourself all the rest of this stuff. Were you like me and a total idiot and thought you would pay your rent by doing music and you would just be a full-time musician? I remember as a kid, I never wanted to do anything else. I didn't have a plan B. It was just musician. And now, you know, I have to do the radio to pay rent. But did you think you would just be a musician or did you want to be a teacher too?
No, I never, and I still don't really, like, I love music. But I think if I was a famous touring musician, like, I love, you know, I grew up on a farm. I got horses. I love the woods. Like, I don't think I'd be happy being, like, traveling and performing all the time. Like, you know,
sure.
I'm too much of a homebody. Actually, I had, like, plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Wow. I'm so jealous of you for that.
Well, that's why I buried myself in student loans because I changed my major. I transferred. You know, I stayed and I did grad school. For me, music didn't pay the rent, but music helped me to get through paying off everything that I did.
Absolutely.
There was a time before I was working where I am now where I struggled. I remember, I had my day job and I'd host an open mic Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. I'd be out playing, getting 3 hours of sleep, going to my full-time job. And
yep.
It was rough. And I'm very blessed and thankful that I'm where I'm at today. And I don't have to do that. I don't have to kill myself playing gigs anymore. I can just enjoy them.
It's just joy. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen, sister. We need to pimp out where you are online, where you are playing live. Tell everybody where to find you. You have a Facebook page, obviously, for your different projects.
So my current biggest project is my country band, the Dallas Carter Band. So you can check us out, dallascarterband.com, or Facebook if you search Dallas Carter Country, also reverbnation.com/Dallas Carter Country. You know, we still got the Jigsaw Johnny thing, jigsawjohnny.com. We're not really officially playing right now as them.
But you do dates here and there.
Yeah.
So, and you always put that on your Facebook page. Now, with Dallas Carter, you're at Waldo's coming up, right?
What night is that? April 27th, Saturday night, 10 to 1.
Yeah, baby. I made Lindsay play an original song for me, and now we're going to include it in this podcast because I think it's freaking phenomenal. Girl, what is this song called?
All right, this song's called Irresistible. This was recorded at SI Studios when I was playing with the band Alien Red. So this is, you know, from a while ago, but I feel like this is kind of an experience that helped me to meet a lot of people and kind of open some doors for me. And
it's sexy as hell. There's like jazz, blues, soul. What prompted you to write this?
Well, I think it's your typical breakup song. Very influenced by the year I spent down in Philly studying jazz. And I don't know, I was just mad. Came out.
That's when we do our best work. Turn it up, Lindsay Van Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't you want me? Yeah, well, I can make you breakfast, make you angry, make you go, but I can't make you love me. No, oh, and empty. Yeah, that's how you left me. You.